Classic Naidu, East Coast Radio. Ask a Parent on East Coast Radio.
Every week on Ask a Parent, we get all sorts of emails with parenting questions from parents, from kids, and some are really funny. But today we're dealing with something that's very serious. And a listener wrote to us. She emailed Sihle at ecr.co.za. Sihle is the producer of our show. And she wanted to ask about a story about a friend who had a miscarriage while they were both pregnant. I'm going to read you the email because she didn't want to send us a voice note and explain the situation. But this is how her email went. And it's really sad because I can't even begin to imagine myself in a space like this. Thankfully, I would never be in a space like this because I won't have kids. Hi, Vic. Thank you for the really great show. My pleasure. You always keep us entertained. I'd like to be anonymous for this one reason that will become obvious to you very soon. I'm 7 months pregnant and I'm going to become a mother for the first time. Aww, congrats. Oddly enough, my best friend and I fell pregnant around the same time and we were enjoying our journey to motherhood together. Unfortunately, about 6 weeks ago, she had some complications that led to a miscarriage. When we first fell pregnant, she and I had promised to organize each other's baby showers. I'm not sure whether I should bring this up considering what she went through or to just do it myself and risk having her feel left out. What should I do? Anonymous in Stanga. I've actually saw an episode on Grey's Anatomy with like a similar storyline, but not baby showers, but they were both pregnant and spoiler alert, she had a miscarriage. I don't know what to say to you because I feel like it depends on the kind of person your friend is. If she wants to be distracted and if she also wants to be there for you and try and also put what she's going through aside or find closure by doing this, then maybe still ask her, but I don't know. I can't tell you because it is. I've never thought about this scenario before. And this is why we need your help. 0617929495. I think Anonymous really needs some advice now. Should she ask a friend who recently had a miscarriage to still organize her baby shower, or does she just do it herself and risk feeling left out?
Hello, East Coast Radio. This is Anonymous. I'd like to ask the lady whether, if she was in the same position, what would she do? Would she expect her best friend to throw a baby shower whilst knowing that she had a miscarriage? That's the question. I feel like in situations like these, we should ask ourselves, what would we do if in our people's situations? So thank you so much.
Karabo, I get what you're saying, but I also think that we're all different people. And again, I am stressing that I cannot sympathize or empathize because I've never been in a situation and I don't know what this feels like. But if I was in that situation, I would probably want to still plan the baby shower, but that's just because the person I am. But everyone's different.
Hi, this is Anonymous. I think that you should host your own baby shower. Your friend just lost a child, which is an unexplainable feeling. Even if she wanted to host your baby shower, she shouldn't have to deal with that stress right now. She is already overwhelmed with such a horrible and emotional experience.
I feel like as women, we sometimes want to save people's feelings by not addressing the issue or addressing the thing that needs to be spoken. But take it from me, sometimes honesty is all we really want. You know, she's lost a great deal, but it doesn't mean that you can't talk to her. I would have her over. We can't let her cry if she needs to cry, because obviously she's broken inside, and you know, ask her what she would want, because she does know what she wants. If it's she doesn't want to plan it anymore, you take the planning over for her. If it's she doesn't even want an invitation, you don't send her an invitation. But if she wants to be a part of your day and she's gonna cry a little, that's what you're there for as a friend.
Paige, you hit it on the nail on the head. It's a saying. Yes. Anyway, women go through a lot. You know, this pressure to be a certain way and to not be in touch with who we are because you're made to feel terrible for it.
Hey Vic, you're speaking to Abby. This situation is kind of hard, but basically I think that if your friend lost her baby, you shouldn't hold her to it. But also ask her. Ask her in a nice way. I'm sure if you're her friend, you can talk to her and ask her, you know what, are you still down for doing this baby shower or not? Maybe I don't want to put you in any situation that's not right. Maybe you won't be able to handle it. So yeah, just ask her first, but don't hold her to it. Maybe she would also be hurt in the process, you know? So yeah, that's my opinion. I mean, if you're friends, you can talk about everything. If I was her, friend that lost the baby, I'd support my friend that's pregnant. So, you know, That's my opinion. Thank you. Bye.
I'm also sure Anonymous must be going through the most, and she also has to be feeling a lot of sadness and pain on behalf of her friend, because her friend also lost something that was very important to her. Hit us up 0617929495. Have your say, advice for Anonymous on Ask a Parent this week.
Hi Vic, I feel that yes, her friend is the only one who will know what she is feeling like, whether she'd want to be a part of it or not. And yes, I think the best thing is, I agree, to call her friend up, sympathize with her, and just ask her straight out whether she'd like to be a part of it, whether she'd like not to be a part of it, and then just respect her wishes. At the end of the day, only she knows what she's going through, only she knows what she's feeling, and she's the best person to answer the question as to whether she wants to be part of the day or not.
Hi Vic, it's Push. I think she should ask another friend to plan the baby shower. I don't think her friend is in the right frame of mind to even be planning a shower.
Hi East Coast. No, I would just speak with my family and stuff like that and see if we can't organize a baby shower that way. I don't think that a friend would be in the right state of mind to be dealing with a baby shower so soon after miscarrying, and I don't believe it would help to take her mind off of it. If anything, I think it would bring it home. It would really hurt her more. And I would just tell her, look here, I know you're going through a lot at the moment, and I know that this was the agreement that we had, but under the circumstances, this is what I think is best. And if her friend agrees, then go ahead with it. If not, then let the friend do it.
I sadly had 3 miscarriages before I finally had my rainbow baby. Do not, please do not, ask your friend to go ahead and arrange a baby shower for you. It is one of the most soul-destroying experiences one can go through. And as much as she's going to put on a happy face and say she's happy for the fact that you're expecting, I can promise you that deep down inside, she's dying.
It's very difficult because we all have mixed emotions and opinions about this, and I think we all deal with tragedy in different ways. Shona says that I've been in the exact same situation. I lost my baby in August, and in November I had to plan my cousin's baby shower. Trust me, it's hard. I think personally that we want the mom to be to feel celebrated and loved. I put my feelings aside and I supported my cousin. But lots of mixed emotions, and I wish that I could give Anonymous an answer, and I hope that she eventually knows what it is that she needs to do at the right time.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.